What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we just had our first week of the NFL season.
It's already
crazy. Done.
And honestly, some pretty good games. I
would agree. There were a lot of good games. Some, you know, bad games.
Expected,
but
yeah.
I would argue that all of the primetime games were actually primetime games.
I mean, we got a Thursday night. We got Friday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
I mean, that's a bit of a lineup.
Yeah, best one in my opinion. I mean, we'll get into it, but probably the Chiefs game.
That game was the ending.
A nail biter.
I mean, yeah, it kept us watching the entire time. That was a really good game. I mean, I had no complaints. And then, you know, all the other games, I didn't get to watch a lot of Sunday because of work, but I got to watch the second slate of games, so, you know, I mean, my fantasy team won.
Yeah, he put up a big week. I got the win, too. It wasn't as pretty, but hopefully your guys' fantasy teams are doing well.
Yes.
And we can get started with the podcast. We can go through a bit of news, do some fantasy guess the player, talk about some of these games, then I've compiled a little bit of trivia.
Oh, a little revenge
for
trivia.
Aiden, but nothing too hard. And then we can talk about the next week game. So,
all right, let's go to the first one.
All right, guys. So let's start off by getting into some player news. And this one, which at the time of us recording last week, wasn't an issue, but yeah. McCaffrey, pretty last minute, ended up not being active.
Yeah, that
for
was
the for the 49ers.
That was it really wasn't like a huge loss for them as we saw in the game, but I mean, for at least fantasy owners, like that's a huge hit.
Who was the backup?
Jordan Mason.
Jordan Mason. He put up, I mean,
he had a game.
He had a huge game. And I mean, just we'll get into that game probably a little bit later, but he is again kind of questionable week to week now. Mm-hmm. So they have to monitor him. But if you were able to pick up Mason, then you shouldn't be worried.
Huge.
And next talking point can be Jordan Love. I mean, we saw him. Aiden probably has a lot to say about it, but we saw him go down the second to last play when they were just getting a Hail Mary drive. So, I mean, do you kind of know what the situation is for that?
From what I've seen, there's a chance that he comes back within, you know, 3 weeks, maybe even 2 weeks. He'll only be out. So that would be huge for the Packers, especially because Malik Willis as our backup quarterback probably ain't going to do too much. But, I mean, it was so annoying. We were already probably going to lose. It doesn't help. That field was horrible. All the players were agreeing that field was absolutely terrible. So
yeah, they were slipping like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised more. Like
I know. It looked like more players probably should have gotten hurt, but it's really annoying, but I think he'll be fine. The Packers will be fine.
Yeah, they still got some. And they had, what, Malik Willis? I didn't even know he joined them, but
yeah, they just traded for him, like,
a young guy. Hopefully he's been taking some notes from Jordan Love.
I hope so.
We'll see how they do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Moving on to a pretty random signing that I just saw on Instagram was Kadarius Toney got signed to the Browns practice squad.
The practice squad is crazy.
Yeah, I mean his fall off.
He went
needs to be studied.
He was one of the most promising, not most promising, but he was a very promising receiver for the Giants.
I mean, he had a stretch of like three or four weeks, and he was really good in fantasy, so people were hyping him up, and then Chiefs, he just fell apart.
That was horrible. And then, not ideal.
Who even knows if he'll get called up? We'll have to see on that. But getting into just some more injuries related to the last week, Puka Nacua got placed on IR. Oof. So he's out for at least 4 weeks with a knee injury.
It didn't look that bad during the game.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
He went down, and it didn't look horrible, but I guess maybe it was. And, I mean, I'm a Cooper Kupp fantasy owner, so I'm not
complaining. So you kind of got lucky there. Unfortunate to see for them, for Puka and the Rams. But moving on, at least for my fantasy team, David Njoku suffered a high ankle sprain in the game. I don't think it was too severe. It says week to week, so
okay.
Unfortunate, very unfortunate there.
Yeah,
he's always fun to watch. And then getting into the Dolphins. I mean, we didn't talk about this. I guess it's worth mentioning, but Tyreek Hill got arrested on the way to the game.
And then he had a crazy game. Of course, pulled a little Scottie Scheffler there.
Getting arrested. Everyone, I think, probably bet on him. I placed a bet on him after.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you saw the body cam recording.
Yeah, I thought, at first I saw the headline, I thought it was just like a, he just got like pulled over for speeding. But yeah, he got like
thrown
on the ground. There's like a ton of videos of it. So
yeah.
I'm not sure. It looked like he was complying too.
I think his manager wants those policemen fired.
I mean, I'm sure most of Miami probably would be on their side because they all love Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, not a good look, but...
Yeah, either way, moving on with the Dolphins, Devon Achane and Raheem Mostert both missed practice.
Yes.
I think yesterday with Achane with an ankle injury and Mostert with a chest injury.
Wow.
So...
I mean, I don't even know who else they have.
They still have Jeff Wilson.
Do they still have him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget who else, but... I mean, in that last game, Mostert, I had to start him. He did not.
Achane got all the touches.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens with that running back duo. Also, another running back, Kenneth Walker, suffered an abdominal injury. I think he left the game early.
I've seen that he's had problems with that in the past, so that could be something worse than a week.
His injury last year, I forget if it was the same injury.
Yeah, I kind of forget what it was, but that could be a bad injury.
Yeah. Luckily I do have Charbonnet on the fantasy.
That's a good little pickup.
Yeah, so we'll see on him. Hopefully he's all right. And then a couple more guys to mention. Marquise Brown obviously was absent from the last game, but he is nearing return. Again, possible to come back this week.
Okay.
So, I have my fantasy team. I do want to see him play, but, I mean, it is going to get pretty crowded in the locker room with Rashee Rice, Worthy, Kelce.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to kind of fit everyone in there. Hopefully, it steps up.
We'll see.
Because they like their speedy guys.
They do.
Also, Jordan Addison, I threw in here, was also questionable to play, you know, as a Pitt alumni.
Yeah.
And last two I put on here was Roma, how do you say it?
Roma Adunze.
I've never pronounced it.
I think it's
Adunze. I never pronounced it before. But the rookie, he suffered a MCL sprain in the Bears game. So I think he is due to miss some time. And T. Higgins, who was absent, there's still no word on him with his hamstring injury, which, you know, Joe Burrow, may have missed him.
Yeah.
Definitely missed him.
Yeah, definitely missed him.
So, yeah, those are the, noteworthy injuries, at least for fantasy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make sure you're staying up to date on that. And then some Guess the Player.
Yeah, let's go to it. All right, so for Guess the Player, here we go.
Oh.
You know, last year you would do this a lot to me. And I feel like I did pretty good, so let's see how you can do.
We'll see. Usually I always just look at my team.
Yeah.
So
what we're going to do is we're going to do basically whatever player we talk about will be the game we'll talk about. Because I chose players from big games, so we'll see how you fare.
All right.
First off, 154 rushing yards, one touchdown. And I can give you his it's a running back. I'll give you that. I can give you his
Is he no receiving yards?
Would you like me to give you his receiving yards?
Yeah. I need the full fantasy point breakdown.
Receiving yards, he has 3 catches for 19 yards.
21. So that's 21, 20. That's about like 26 fantasy points if I'm thinking.
It's pretty big.
From a running back who Breece Hall didn't get that much for me. I think Achane was around there. So he's someone I'm leaning towards right now.
Okay.
I know Mason had a lot more,
mm-hmm.
or he had more touchdowns. Who, I'm trying to think if I'm missing anyone else that had a big week. Saquon had more touchdowns. I think I'm going to go A-Chain.
It is not A-Chain.
What?
It is Joe Mixon.
Okay. A-Chain, I know, had 26 fantasy points. Cause
I think he did. He was definitely up there.
That was my bet. But yeah, Joe Mixon, he had a big week for
you. Huge game. Yeah, and this game, Texans versus Colts, ended up being a really good game that at least I wasn't expecting it to be. I thought it would end up being like a blowout, but, you know, they kept it close. C.J. Stroud continuing his, you know, really good streak, 234 yards, two tugs. And then, yeah, Joe Mixon, 30 carries, 159 yards.
He got a lot of volume. I mean, I remember last week saying I didn't think it'd be a blowout because, you know, I was pretty optimistic for the Colts. And
yes.
I would say the offense looked pretty good. Anthony Richardson.
I would say so. Three total touchdowns.
Two of them were just like, well, the one was a deep bomb to Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Pierce. And also he had another huge catch. Pittman didn't.
Yeah,
pretty much anything
really
for
anything.
My fantasy, sadly. But also, yeah, you also had a rushing touchdown, too.
Mm-hmm. The only really bad thing is, I mean, under 50% completion percentage. Like to see that up a little bit. But other than that, I mean, a really good game.
Diggs also had
touchdowns. Yeah, only six catches, only 33 yards, but two touchdowns. Nico Collins did remain that wide receiver one.
He was one of your busts.
Yeah.
So he already two touchdowns on the season. A little.
That's true.
A little sus.
But, yeah, I mean, both my busts, him and Richardson, did bad, so. Or did good. So,
exactly.
Yeah, not great for me. But, yeah, so that was a pretty good game, and now we'll move on to another one. All right, in this game, this player had 9 catches, 111 yards, and a touchdown. A really big game from this player.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking. I remember like looking at some of the stats before this. One touchdown. Okay.
9 catches. It's a lot of catches.
And how many yards?
111.
Okay, so I know it wasn't Waddle because I had him. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Tyreek Hill because I know you had him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how many fantasy points he would have had. I know Cooper Kupp had more receptions. Tyreek Hill is who's coming to mind to me right now, but
okay.
I'm trying to think of who else would be up there. Let's go with Tyreek Hill.
It is not Tyreek
Hill.
Really? You keep guessing these Dolphins.
I thought you were going to want to talk about that game.
This is actually Isaiah Likely of the Ravens.
I totally forgot about him.
Yes, had a surprising, really good game. And this Chiefs-Ravens game, I mean, crazy. I mean, Isaiah Likely would have had more points if he got his foot in bounds on that one play.
If he was like one or two shoe sizes smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it came down to just the, it was like the Kevin Durant 3-point shot.
Yeah.
His shoe just barely on that last,
mm-hmm.
the last drive with 0 seconds left.
Yeah. And this game was very surprising, especially for the Ravens when it comes to fantasy. One, Derrick Henry, other than the touchdown, not much production. And then Mark Andrews getting completely outshined by Isaiah Likely. Mark Andrews had 2 catches for 14 yards. I mean,
Mark Andrews is, he was coming off like a, he was like in like a car crash earlier in August, I remember reading. So, you know, he wasn't like severely injured or anything, but I think they were still kind of monitoring him. So, you know, it's not fully time to panic if you have him in fantasy.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, Isaiah Likely was on our waiver wires, and we had a few teams trying to tank in order
just
to get him, which I think's pretty a little jump in the gun, a little too much.
I would agree, but then of course on the other side of the ball, Chiefs did win 27-20, and Mahomes he had a pretty good game. Did have a pick, but pretty good game. Rashee Rice played really good. Who knows what will happen to him? He might end up, you know, maybe going to jail. And then Xavier Worthy in his rookie game played very good. 2 touchdowns, you know, over, what is that? Almost over 80 yards total. So really good game. Or over 70 yards total, sorry. But overall, this was a very good game. Entertaining throughout the entire thing.
And I'd also like to point out, Tyreek Hill actually did also have 26 fantasy points. Oh, so he had 2 less catches but 20 more yards.
Okay.
So I don't want to get hated on for that. That was that was still a good guess.
Okay. We'll see if you. I'm sure you'll get one of these guys.
All right. I don't know. You always try to like. I try to make stuff guessable.
This one should be very easy.
Because I also for the audience too. Like.
All right. I think everyone should be able to get this one.
Dude, don't.
24 for 30. This is a quarterback. 289 yards. 4 touchdowns.
Oh, 4 touchdowns. Okay. So I'm immediately thinking.
There was only one quarterback to get 4 touchdowns this week.
Okay. I'm immediately thinking of the big games with. It's either. Okay. I could be totally wrong, but it's either going to be Derek Carr because the Saints blew out the Panthers or Sam Darnold. Because the Vikings are doing it. It's going to be one of those two. I think.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of. Because they had to. One of those guys had to have gotten 4 touchdowns. I can't be.
4 touchdowns is a lot, and only one quarterback has gotten it. So.
I think. Are you trying to say it's not one of them?
I don't know.
Is it passing
touchdowns? It's passing touchdowns, only passing.
Okay.
I can give you this quarterback's rushing stats if you'd like.
Sure.
3 rushes, 21 yards.
Okay. Because I know Josh Allen, I think he had, like, 3 passing touchdowns because they were, like, in the 30s for most of get a rushing touchdown. Okay. That amount of rushing yards, like, it's got to be one of those two. Okay. I'm saying, that's okay. It's probably going to be wrong. I'm saying Derek Carr.
No, it is not. It is.
Bro, they scored 47 points.
It is Baker Mayfield.
Okay, I wasn't even thinking of him.
Yes.
I forgot he...
He had himself a week. I mean, that stat line is already crazy. He spread out the ball really well. Mike Evans was eating. Chris Godwin was eating. Rashad White was eating. And then, yeah, like, they just played really good overall. I think they're low-key a sleeper team this year. I could see them...
Yeah, they were shown potential last year.
Yeah.
Also good to put or point out, Bucky Irving was the leading rusher who did draft in fantasy over your... Yeah. He had less carries, too. Double the... He had 62 over Rashad White's 31 with less
It would be carries. Like they wouldn't even block for Rashad White, but then the second Bucky Irving got in, they would block for him.
He's this little explosive guy.
He is very explosive.
Hopefully he takes a big step up there.
Yeah. And then on the other side of the ball, Jayden Daniels, in his debut, 17 for 24, 184 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but 2 rushing touchdowns off 88 yards on the ground. And their leading receiver was Austin Eckler. Which, I mean...
He only had 10 rushing yards.
Yeah.
He only... Looks like he mainly was...
Yeah, so... Not great, especially when Terry McLaurin only had 2 catches for 17 yards. But overall, very surprising. Tampa Bay Buccaneers might be a team to look out for.
I mean, especially in that division, too.
Yeah.
I'm confident in them.
So, we got 2 more players left.
Okay.
See if you can get, you're going to get one of these, too. You're going to get one of these, too.
I think we just have different thought processes of picking players.
All right. Next up, 147 yards. This is a running back.
Total?
And, yeah, 147 total rushing yards, 1 touchdown. Or no, it's 120 or 47 rushing yards. This player also had 5 receiving yards, but he had a touchdown. 147 rushing yards.
Oh, okay. I was going to be thinking of Mason, but he definitely had more than 5 receiving yards. Is that true?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of this.
That's the person that's coming to mind. But I think he had around that amount of...
That is a lot of rushing yards.
I mean, if I'm trying... He had to have gotten more receptions. Did it say how many receptions?
Yeah, he had 1 reception.
Like, I just, because we were watching that game, I just remember him doing more. So,
who knows? Your mind could be deceiving you.
147. And it has to be a game we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
So, I think you're trying to trick me here.
I don't know. I don't think
I'm just
I gonna am.
I'm just looking over the teams who I think would have had. It wasn't James.
I think you know what this player is. Who it is.
Mason? That's my guess.
Yes, okay. It is Jordan Mason.
I was overthinking it a little.
Yes.
I remember hearing that number.
I thought he had more receptions as well, but it turns out he didn't. And, I mean, he had a hell of a game. 49ers take down the Jets 32-19. And, you know, Brock Purdy played his classic Brock Purdy offense. Doesn't really
do anything.
You're just
a hater. You're just a hater.
Every single time he passes to someone, they're wide open.
I mean, I did hear... I heard the announcers talking about it, but I think he's, like, coming up to have a contract.
Yeah, he is.
So, like, I'm just wondering... Like, I don't know, wonder what, like, the numbers on that are.
It can't be one of the
like,
highest.
Because, like, if you look at his record and you look at...
I mean, yes.
How the offense is working, like...
Yeah, I'm very curious.
I don't know why they'd want to... They wouldn't want to, like, get rid of him, obviously, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the...
I don't know.
I mean, Dak Prescott, I didn't mention, I think he just got a contract for, like...
I think he did. Yeah, he just got the
record. Like, the 200
record.
Millions.
Yeah, highest paid player ever. Crazy.
So, yeah, for... That's...
Yeah, for, never
for
won
Cowboys.
A playoff game. Come
really?
On. No.
That's... I don't know how you let that happen.
Yeah. But then, on the other side of the ball for the Jets, Rodgers didn't play great. 13 for 21, 167, touchdown, interception. So, really not great. Brees Hall did pretty good, 54 yards and a touchdown. And Alan Lazard was the leading receiver with 89 yards and two touchdowns.
I know. That came out of... I mean...
They only had five different players catch the ball. That is not good.
I mean, they... Yeah, the defense was not giving them much time at all. I mean, they even took out the starters, put Tyrod Taylor in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you were... I forget... Did you say the Jets were going to win this? I feel like you did.
I did.
I think you're. I think you're jumping the gun a little on the Jets. I mean,
I think
they have
some
talent.
They
have some talent. I mean, this is obviously like probably the most stacked team too. To be fair.
Yeah, I think the 49ers are a very tough team.
Yeah. So I mean,
I got faith they'll bounce back.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say two very good teams, but yeah, 49ers. I mean, after this game, they looked. They could be probably my NFC favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Definitely. All right, and now for the last one. This one I do think you will get.
Okay.
I'm almost 100% positive you should get this one. We got 109 rushing yards, two touchdowns, two catches, 23 yards, and a touchdown. This is a running back.
Okay. How many rushing yards?
109.
Okay, it's definitely Saquon.
It is Saquon. Yeah.
Big game against Aiden's Packers.
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely torched us.
Aiden,
we thought we were going to be getting a new defensive, you know, scheme to stop the run. It's the same old thing. And, yeah.
Depressing. Yeah, you were pretty depressed in this game.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of bright spots. Jaden Reed, crazy game, leading the league in receiving yards with only four receptions.
I mean, those were two... I mean, he had the big and the 33-yard run, the big jet sweep.
Yeah, so he played very good. Josh Jacobs, not horrible. 84 yards on the ground and, 20 yards in the air. That's honestly a pretty good game from him. But, yeah, really disappointing. A bad field. I think a couple calls went the Eagles' way.
Yeah, I guess I did see some of those.
But overall, kind of disappointed. But I think we'll bounce back. Once Jordan Love comes back, I think we'll be back.
Eagles still looking great.
Yeah, they look... I mean, Jalen Hurts had a bit of a sketchy game, but if you have Saquon, I mean, you can kind of do whatever you
want.
He's
a crazy, crazy pickup.
Yeah, so that's all the Guess the Players we got. And, like, some of the other big games, you know, Cowboys kind of crushed the Browns. Lions win in overtime against the Rams. Caleb Williams wins his first game. Even though, what did he really do?
Yeah, they didn't even have any offensive points.
Yeah, just not good. Bengals lose to the Patriots. That was a crazy game.
Steelers.
Steelers.
Steelers also no touchdowns.
Yeah, no touchdown
Chris
win.
Boswell. Steelers win.
Yeah. I mean. Saints win 47-10 against the Panthers. Crazy. And those were really just, I mean, a lot of, you know, fairly close games. A couple blowouts, but, I mean, that's what you like to see. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's all we got for this week's score. So, I guess we can move on to some trivia now.
All right, guys, let's get the trivia going. So, yeah. I never know how to know how hard to make these.
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
we'll
I know you have ball knowledge, but, like, it's hard to it's
how
hard
much
to really,
ball knowledge do I have?
Yeah.
Is the question.
So also for the viewers to play along, I think this is kind of a little bit of a throwback inspired trivia.
Okay.
They're pretty random questions. I think you'll get most of them, but they are like multiple choice. But I'll see if you can get them without the multiple choice, and then I can give you
like
some
that.
Hints or something.
I like that. Let's see.
You might. I don't know. Okay. There's one of them I know. You're like two. You might. That might be very hard.
Okay,
first one, and this is not in any order of hardness.
Okay,
so they're
all
over the place. Okay, first one. So there's two defensive players to have won MVP.
Okay.
NFL MVP. Can you name one of them?
Lawrence Taylor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
1986. The other one was Alan Page, who was a lot earlier. I didn't know him.
I think he played for the Vikings, I want to say, but I don't think I was going to get him. But I do remember Lawrence Taylor. Not that I remember him winning.
I did not remember that.
Yeah. So,
okay,
one for one.
This one, I think you also know, but the NFL team with the most Hall of Fame inductions.
I actually think this is a surprising answer that most people would not realize. I think it's the Bears. Right?
Is that your guess?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Bears.
It is the Bears.
Yes.
Do you know the amount?
68?
I think it's 39.
Oh, gosh. That's never close.
So, yeah. I don't know who's second off the top of my head, but...
I would guess Packers are up there.
Packers, Steelers, and Cowboys were all, like, the next options there.
Yeah, I just remember seeing, like, it was the Bears once, and I was like... That does not make any sense, but they've been around forever, so.
All right, two for two.
Already this doing one, better than Vinny last week.
Yeah, because I'm a fair interviewer. Okay, next one. The youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I want to say Big Ben. But... I don't know. Big Ben is the first name that comes up off the top of my head. And honestly, that's what I'm going to go with, Big Ben.
That is correct.
Is it actually? Let's go.
He was 23 years old and 11 months.
I remember he was the youngest player to ever, I think, win a playoff game. And so that kind of just led me, because he won a Super Bowl his second season or something, right? So, okay, let's go. Three for three.
All right. You may get them all. Okay, next one. Who is the first player in NFL history to throw over 5,000 yards in a season?
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay, my mind instantly goes to Peyton Manning. I know he's done it. Drew Brees, I think, has done it. Tom Brady's done it. Mahomes has done it. I want to say Herbert's done it.
So the first.
So I'm going to go with Peyton Manning.
That is incorrect. He was one of the options, but... Do you want like a hint, or let me just tell you?
I bet... Let me think. Is it an old head? Is it before Peyton Manning's time?
Yeah.
Or
it's
before?
An old head in the AFC.
Oh, an old head in the AFC. It's not gonna be like Terry Bradshaw, is it?
No.
Okay. Older or younger than him?
I think younger.
Okay, so like in between Bradshaw
and Manning?
I think
so. I think so.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to. I don't know. Who is it?
It was Dan Marino.
Oh, Dan Marino, yeah. Oh, that should
I wouldn't have got that one.
Pitt legend, Dan Marino.
Not bad, though. You named all the other three multiple choice guesses.
Okay, because I knew all of them did it, but dang. Okay.
All right, next one. Which, there's actually two, I believe. Which two teams are tied for the most Super Bowl losses?
Ooh. Okay. I think Patriots are definitely one of them. I'll lock that in. Right? Patriots is one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Other one's a little bit... I don't think you'd think of them.
My mind goes to Bills and the... Vikings, I know, have a lot of losses in the Super Bowl. So those are my first two thoughts. I think it's going to be one of them. I'm going to go with Vikings.
That is incorrect. They were, you did name the other two multiple choices for this.
Okay.
But it is the Denver Broncos.
Wow, really?
With five losses.
I don't think they ever would have came to mind. Five Super Bowl losses. Wow.
That is, yeah, I wouldn't have, I was not going to think
tragic.
Of them either.
And they only have,
I mean, the
two
one,
wins.
The one was...
I guess John Elway was just cruising them to the Super Bowl every year, is what I would guess.
Yeah, I think so. Because they won the last time.
Yeah, they won the 50th.
Against the Panthers.
Yeah, 50th Super Bowl. I think that was 50th, right?
I think.
But...
All right. 50% okay. On that one, not bad. Next, okay, I think you should get this one. Who holds the record for the longest NFL field goal made?
That's Justin Tucker.
Do you know the yardage?
66.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty recent.
Yeah, so. Just happened against the Lions to win the game.
Was that last two?
I think that was 3 years ago.
Dang. Time's going fast.
Yeah, like that's kind of crazy if that was 3 years ago. Let me...
I think we've reached unk status.
Yeah.
If that was 3 years ago.
If that was 6 years or 3 years ago, it's from 2021. That was 3 years
Dang.
Ago. Dude, that's crazy.
We're still kicking field goals.
That's actually crazy.
All right. Last one. This one's kind of random. I don't think you'll know this. Which team, which NFL team was the last to integrate and have an African-American player on their roster.
Oh, gosh.
So the last team to sign one to play in a game.
Gosh. I mean, like, I would think Cowboys, something like that. Or just any...
Southern team.
Yeah, any Southern team. But I feel like it could be a trick and, like, it could be a Northern team. Is it Southern or Northern? I'll ask that.
Like, division-wise or on the map?
On a map.
I'd say Northern.
Oh, what? Okay. I'm thinking maybe Patriots. Maybe Bills. That's like a weird place where maybe there just isn't many, you know, just white people. Screw it. I'm going to go with the Bills.
The Bills? That's incorrect. It is actually, well, formerly the Washington Redskins.
Wow.
But yeah, that was
Washington?
1962.
That was
it came up, and I was like, I'll just throw this in, even though
1962 actually is like a lot, like luckily farther back, because I think in some southern states, like they didn't get rid of segregation until like '90s or something.
That I mean, when was like Jackie Robinson? When was like the MLB?
I want to say he was '60s around there probably. Let me look that up. Jackie Robinson, say like first game. I would guess. 47.
So wow. NFL was tailing behind a bit.
A little bit. Okay.
So what'd you only missed? Two and a half.
I'll take
two
that.
And a half questions. Pretty good.
I'll take that. I'll
for
take
a throwback.
That.
Hopefully, you guys could play along at home and
yeah.
Did as good.
Okay, let's go to predictions. All right, to wrap up this episode, we're just going to run through some of our predictions for the next week. Last week, Vinny did better than me. This is
nothing
a year
new. Nothing new. I can see. I've only like. I gotta start doing those parlays. Like, you know, I don't know what it's called, but like,
the parlays
are like allowed to miss a couple or whatever.
You, I don't know how it is. Every year, you somehow manage to beat me. So,
I don't know. You're the guy with all the ball knowledge.
Maybe I don't. So,
I was, 13-3. You were 10-6. I know I picked the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you picked the Chargers, it looks like.
Yeah, I got Chargers over you. You got Vikings over Giants.
I had the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. And then the Eagles.
Vikings, Eagles. Okay, then, we'll see. Yeah. I haven't really looked at the schedule.
Oh, and you have the Saints. Never mind. Not Saints. We both had Saints. Okay, so Bills at Dolphins up first.
This is a tough one to. What are your first
I'm going
thoughts?
Dolphins.
I'm going Bills.
The Bills looked a lot stronger than they
started off very rough.
Yeah.
Again, like, Cardinals got up pretty big, but then they started
tanking.
On the burners. And Dolphins with the running backs possibly questionable.
Yeah, that could be.
Who's home? Okay, Dolphins are home. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm confident. Hey, you sure you don't want to change your answer?
No.
I'm always right.
I'm confident.
Okay.
This game I'm very confident in. 49ers at Vikings. It's going to be the 49ers. I mean, if the Vikings beat them with Sam Darnold,
I'm with you.
We got some thinking to do. Next up, Seahawks at Patriots. Sneaky Patriots win, maybe?
I mean, the Patriots were doing...
They were doing pretty good. They beat the Bengals.
I think that's going to be a little bit of a... Like to skew people's opinions, I still think the Seahawks are.
I want to go Patriots so bad, but I'm gonna go Seahawks as well.
Patriots are home though.
Yeah. So.
Let's see.
Giants at Commanders. After seeing the Giants last week, if the Commanders lose this game.
Yeah, I don't know how you picked the Giants winning. Right?
I don't know why. I just every once in a while I'll just have like this. Weird gut feeling.
It's because the Vikings, because you're biased towards the Packers. You don't want to see the Bears when you don't want to see the Vikings.
Yeah, there's a chance of that. So, all right.
Chargers at Panthers.
Once again, if the Chargers lose this after seeing what the Panthers did last week, they got some thinking to do.
Yeah, there's pretty big skill gaps
in
the NFL these days.
All right, Saints at Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Cowboys here.
Yeah, Cowboys. I mean, Saints were piling on the offense, but Cowboys' defense is much, much better.
Agreed. Colts at Packers.
Oh, see? Now, this is one of those games.
I'm going to go Packers.
I'm going Colts.
It's probably going to be the Colts.
No Jordan Love.
I'm going to go Colts as well.
No, dude, you're a Packers fan.
I'm done with it. I'm going Colts. Browns at Jags.
Jags. I mean, Deshaun Watson.
He looked horrible.
Yeah, the Browns did not look good. You got to go Jets.
Yeah. There. Jets at Titans. Titans didn't let up an offensive touchdown, but I'm still going to go Jets.
I'm going Jets as well.
I think they'll
have a much easier time than the 49ers.
Ooh, very good game. Buccaneers at Lions. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
Oh, I was honestly thinking of doing that too.
I think they got a chance.
Their defense looked really good. Looked good. I'm gonna go Buccaneers too.
Okay.
I was thinking them.
Raiders at Ravens.
Yeah.
Gotta be Ravens.
The Raiders, not a hot start. Rams at Cardinals.
I'm gonna go Rams. They held it up with the Lions.
Cardinals were holding up with the Bills too.
Yeah. They're both gonna be pretty good.
I'm going Rams. How they're looking.
Bengals at Chiefs. Gotta be Chiefs.
And Arrowhead.
After last week, gotta be Chiefs.
Yeah. Joe Burrow needs more elite receivers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Steelers at Broncos. Should be Steelers.
It is at Mile High. But Steelers,
I think the last game was too.
I mean, both
against the Seahawks.
Bo Nix. TJ Watt's gonna get to
him. Yeah, he's gonna eat him alive.
He was gone that game.
Bears at Texans. I got Texans in this one.
Yeah, not much to say there.
Yeah.
Texans.
And then another one with not much to say. Falcons at Eagles. The Eagles should tear them apart.
Yeah. They were struggling versus our defense. So
yeah,
Eagles should give them a hard time.
But, yeah, that's all we got for this week's episode. Hopefully another good week of football to come. You know, I'm expecting another good week. We got some good games in here. I'm very excited about.
Yeah, starting off with Thursday night, too.
Yeah, Thursday night game is going to be very good.
Episode should be out before that game this time. I think we hopefully got scheduled down.
Hopefully by Wednesday, I'm hoping. We'll see. Yeah, don't quote me on that.
Stay tuned. But yeah, hope your fans teams are doing well. Mm-hmm. Leave us a review, comments, things you want to hear in the episodes.
For sure.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.